What's going on, everybody? It is Woody, and I am, again, weirdly enough, in the car. This is like the, one place of solace this time of year. In the car, either commuting to and from work, or to and from food, or to and from shopping, that sort of thing. But it's also a good opportunity for me to just, chill for a bit. So I could either chill and listen to music, or I could chill and do Penny's questionnaire. Penny, thank you so much for this questionnaire. This December is here. It is December. It is very cold, and I'm not properly dressed, so I'll do my best. My font is really small, so I'm going to do my best to try to answer and record. Again, I apologize for the car sounds, but hopefully you guys like it. That sort of thing. We'll see. So here we go. Question one. A snowy covered cabin or a beach house on a hot day, which is the better place to celebrate this time of year? Why? Okay, so I grew up in Texas, which, again, doesn't get traditionally cold. 30s and 40s, it doesn't really get that cold. We definitely don't get snow. But I've lived in a place for, I think, most of my adult life, I guess, adult, that does get snow. And honestly, regardless of how cold it gets, regardless of how dangerous the driving is, or how, I don't know what you would say, how everything seems to be, I'm definitely going to pick snow. I mean, unfortunately, it's that's just how I feel, traditionally this time of year. Not unfortunately, I don't know why I said unfortunately. Fortunately. I really like, there's something familiar about, when it's not rainy. I don't care about the gray as much. I don't care about the fact that you get, limited sunlight or whatever, that it's, you're stuck in traffic longer. But just kind of being out in nature, I would so much rather be, at least in the month of December, in a cold place, in a snowy place, in a festive place, I guess, than, out on the beach and stuff. Now, talk to me in January, February when I'm done with this, then we'll talk. Number two, did you celebrate Christmas growing up? What were some of your traditions? And if you don't celebrate any holidays, what were your Decembers like? I did celebrate Christmas pretty regularly. Came from a kind of a family or a traditional type setting for Christmas, but we had a tree, we had stockings, we had Santa, we had presents, we had Christmas Eve sorts of things. One of the things that we did when I was a kid was we used to drive around the neighborhood and listen to carols and watch drive and take a look at the Christmas lights. And it's so weird because it's the exact same thing that you would do during Halloween when you go door to door trick-or-treating. Some people don't decorate their houses, so the weirdest thing is to stay in the car and be like, well, I don't know these neighbors, but I'm going to drive around and look at their houses. We did some decorating when we were kids, decorating the house and stuff. We had a few boxes of, decoration that we would basically persistent sort of thing. Pretty traditional type stuff. As an adult, I've tried to think if I've gone back to any of those types of things. There's a different tradition. I think you'll probably mention it here in a bit, but as an adult, I do a few different things here. So question three, we'll see if you mention adult, and then I'll go back to it if you don't. Question three, what is the best and worst present you've ever received this holiday season? What is the best worst gift you've ever given someone for this holiday season? Oh, that's a tough one. Best? Ooh, yeah, let me think about that. I think the best gift to receive, which I haven't received yet, would probably be an animal or a pet or something. I think about when I was a kid, all the things that we were surprised with growing up and stuff, and it would probably have been a bike, growing up, to be able to either outgrow or to have a bike of your own and stuff. When you live with other siblings, it's you get what they get after they get it or before they get it. So you're always still bad that you don't want to be this is just for me, that sort of thing. But then also the other thing is towards the end of my childhood, my parents were more I don't want to get you the wrong thing. So we're going to change that up instead, and we're going to ask you what you want and have you pick it out. And I'm like, eh, that's not very original and stuff. So probably the worst would be, like, if I got my present before, like, actually being able to open it, or more importantly, like, you wouldn't, you know, you're supposed to traditionally make a list and all that good stuff. Like, I just kind of felt like if you had to make a list, it wasn't going to be super, not worthwhile, but just like, oh well, you know, here's my list. Here's exactly what I want. And if I don't get it, I'm going to be disappointed. You set yourself up for, like, disappointment. And like, towards the end, I was like, I don't want to make a list anymore. Just get me what you get me, that sort of thing. Most people are like, socks. I don't like socks. I actually like socks. I like socks. I've seen a really bad Secret Santa gift being purchased. There was a person I knew that didn't have the best, like, body odor, and the person who got the Secret Santa gift got that person deodorant. Not, like, blatantly, like, here's the deodorant, but it's like, they got, like, a gift set with, like, good-smelling stuff, so they were being kind of, like, indirect about it, but they were still being, like, I mean, don't get people deodorant, like, friends and stuff, like, that's not cool. So, best gift I've given, I don't know, I like to think I give good gifts, but I don't know if I have an answer for that, but yeah, I'm not sure. All right, sorry, traffic. All right, Santa Claus, Herbie the Elf, or the Grinch. F, Mary, kill, because I don't say the F word. Herbie the Elf. I don't know about elves, man. I might have to kill the elf right off the bat. Herbie, who is Herbie? Somebody help me with that. If I'm completely, like, being doofy at this point, help me. Who is Herbie? the Grinch. This is weird. I would totally marry the Grinch. It's not just, like, to know what Santa would be like in bed or whatever, but I would marry the Grinch, or the Grinchette, however you phrase that, because it's like, you get the end result. You don't get the Grinch before he, like, comes back and gives all the toys to the kids and stuff. You don't get, like, mean to Cindy Lou Who Grinch. You get, like, his heart is three times bigging, bursting sort of thing. So yeah, I'd marry that guy or girl. Poor guy, who knows? The Grinch, do they denote? Is the Grinch a man or a woman? Anyway, I feel like I'm shouting. I just had a lot of iced coffee, so I think Penny would appreciate that, though. What is your favorite movie or TV show to watch in December? Oh, boy, that's a tough one. You know, a couple of friends, we were talking about Love Actually, making the list and scooching up on the list. I don't know if I've got a specific December movie. I really like Twilight Zone, so I would probably marathon the heck out of Twilight Zone. That's more like a New Year's sort of thing. But for Christmas and the holidays, certainly you go with, like, you know, A Christmas Story. I gotta tell you, one thing that I watched when I was a kid, like, constantly, is Mickey's Christmas Carol. If you guys haven't seen it, Mickey's Christmas Carol is the bomb. It's short, it's like, I think like an hour, but, you know, you've got Scrooge McDuck playing, Ebenezer Scrooge, basically, which is awesome. And then, of course, Mickey, and you got Tiny Tim. I just remember that so vividly. I haven't bought it digitally because I had the VHS version. Certainly, it's not on DVD. But I haven't bought it digitally because it's like $18 for an hour. And I'm like, I don't want to do that, you know? But I might have to this year. 6, do you enjoy drinking eggnog while carolers aggressively sing at you from your front door? I can't drink eggnog anymore because I don't drink sugar. So if I did drink eggnog, oh yeah, I wouldn't mind carolers. Carolers are cool with me. I'm not a good singer, but carolers are cool with me. I mean, I don't mind it. And they kind of give you the chills, you know what I mean? Especially in the holiday season, like the super chills. So that's something that I really appreciate about carolers and stuff. And I don't have a favorite Christmas carol. Don't look at what I did on front page. That's not my favorite. I remember doing Christmas carols when I was a kid, but I didn't know how to read music. I still don't know how to read music, but I was like, hey, I can learn how to play this. So I learned, like, Jingle Bells the way that I sang. It's like, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. So I played it by ear, and then they come with music, and they're like, jingle bells, jingle. So they're in a different key, and I'm like, aw, come on. And at this point, I'm just like, I don't know what you're, I don't know how to move the, my hands, basically. So long story short, that was a big fail. But no, I don't mind carolers. I like carolers. And actually, it's really nice to go to, I actually prefer listening to, like, Messiah, like George Handel's Messiah. I completely butchered his first name. Handel's Messiah is what I was trying to say. I love listening to that. It's super good. Like, the crooked straight. I'm so bad, but you get the idea. But anyway, tell us a really good Christmas joke. Oh man, I don't, you put me on the spot, Penny, with these jokes. I do so bad with these jokes. Let me think. I don't know. I'm wiggling my mistletoes. See, I got nothing. You can't put me on the spot with puns. It's horrible. Oh man, that's bad. All right. Number 8. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either December, Christmas, or winter in general. Oh, sure. That's easy. So, I live in a place where it's cold. And my theory is that when it's cold and icy, you get to be stupid until you fall the first time on the ice. So, and the first time for me is always a surprise. And then it's like you remind yourself never again. So, it was my birthday, and basically, like, it was the, I don't know if it was like the first snow or it was an early snow, basically. And my family went out, we went to go watch a movie, and then after, like, we went to my driveway, which is parked at the bottom of this hill, so we kind of curled around. So we went to the driveway, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to get out, walk around. And I'm not kidding, I did a full, like my both feet were up in the air, and I landed on my butt, and I was like, ah! And then I was like, just once, you know, like, that's my first fall. That's going to be the only fall I had this season. But it was hilarious because, like, it looked so, like, comically absurd. So, yeah, but I was okay. I just, you know, it just fell on my butt. So, but it's funny when other people happen. So sometimes I'll just look at that other person and be like, look, and point my finger up. And I'm like, once, just the one time, that sort of thing. Sing a Christmas inspired song, question 8, or read us a short Christmas inspired poem. Go to GWA. That's my performance of Christmas for the year, which isn't very good, but it's okay. Boy, I gotta tell you, I gotta say, there's a really great band called Low that also did a Christmas album, Christmas-ish album. So check them out if you haven't already. Low, it's called Christmas. And they have, like, all sorts of covers and Christmas songs and stuff. So, 10, if you could give Christmas gifts to 5 or more GWAers, what would the gifts be? Who would you give them to and why? Ooh, I don't know if I would give gifts to, I couldn't put a number on that or persons on that. That's a tough one. Cause there's so many people that, like, I appreciate in the community. The easiest gift certainly is probably gold, but then the question is, like, well, you know, again, like, how do you make that determination? Like, that's a tough one for me to basically answer. If I could, I'd make, like, you know, like, custom thank you audios. Just be like, hey, thanks, you know, you've been awesome this year, that sort of thing. And that wouldn't be too difficult. But, like, the things, the memories that I would have had from the, you know, interaction that year. So that's good. So, yeah. Sorry I don't have a specific, like, group of people handy. I don't really keep lists. No offense to anybody. bonus, what is your one big Christmas wish this year? Oh man, that's a tough one. Like, this year's been pretty good for me. Like, real life, you know, everything, all things considered. I don't know if I have a wish. I mean, maybe just to, like, to, you know, for the people I know, for the family to be happy and healthy, and for my friends to just, you know, always have, you know, the best things come to them, in life, you know, that's kind of what I would say. So that's not really a good answer, but, you know, I'm kind of a smaller type person. Like, I don't think in terms of tangibility, you know, presence wise, I just kind of think, like, well, bigger picture, what, you know, is this about? It's the season of giving, it's the spirit, you know, of, you know, being part of, you know, family, friends, that sort of thing. So I guess I would say, like, you know, for everybody who, either, you know, maybe you don't get a chance to spend or do something that you want to during the holiday, like, don't give up on that hope. Like, you know, if you have that dream, then you can do it, you know. If you can dream, you can do it, that sort of thing. So that's kind of cheesy, but, you know, I think everybody is entitled to that, you know. And I kind of just answered your wish with a wish of my own, which is funny, because it's like, I hope that everybody gets a chance to get what they want this year. So that's my big wish. So thanks again for this questionnaire, Penny. I'm going to go ahead and post this as a comment to your original post. So have fun. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Take care.